This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We are in the midst of a trade war. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And the left want you to believe that the man who just came off the best first year in the presidency in modern history is an idiot still. Donald Trump. He's engaging in a trade war. What's he going to do? Look, we've done so well with trade in the past, haven't we? Under Barack Obama, 8 years, we lost $5 trillion in trade. $5 trillion. But Donald Trump, he's the idiot, right? He's the man who says, you know what? We're no longer going to lose in trade. And he's proven it. Look, I don't know how much you're following trade. I don't know what, you know, if that's your bag. Is that your bag, baby? But let me say this to you. The first thing Donald Trump did was he got China to lift the beef embargo, where they would not accept American beef. Very first thing he did in trade. Now, I don't know how much beef's being sold in China, but I know Chinese, like, there's a lot of them, and they can't handle the production of beef all on their own, so they are importing American beef. That's the first thing that he did. Second thing that he did, when he went to China, he got them to lift the trade, to lessen trade by 63%, the tariffs, on 183 items. Now, I don't know what those items are. I haven't looked at them. I haven't gone into that deeper research. But 70%, 63% of the tariff is now gone from 17.3% down to 7.7% tax on those goods. And from what I hear, it's opening up the markets. I don't know by how much, but I know it's happening. Now, we currently have over a $350 billion, I think it's $387 billion, but it's a lot. China is our number one, you know, trade imbalance partner. And Donald Trump says, we're fixing this or else. So now he's going after steel and he's going after aluminum. And he's doing it for a reason. He's being very selective in what he's choosing to go after. Everybody wants to pretend that this is a big trade war going on. Oh, it's going to crush our economy. Things are going to get so bad. Donald Trump says, there are certain industries in a country that you must depend on. It isn't making widgets and little gadgets and plastic toys for, you know, for Christmas. It's things that you depend on for infrastructure. This is where you need to have your technology. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, have you looked at the technological advancement in steel over the past 100 years? Have you looked at the technical advancement in concrete over the past 100 years? Look at any of these ideas. Look at what we've done with metal, what we've done with aluminum, what we've done with titanium, and so on and so forth. There is a reason why Donald Trump is protecting those items, those technologies, those manufacturing areas, is because he understands what comes from that. But these idiots, oh, it's going to be the war, you think you're falling. You have to love listening to losers, people who've given away over $500 billion annually to other countries, and now they're mad that somebody who actually knows what he's doing, who actually has the intellect more than the baboon Barack Obama, they has the intellect to look at a problem and say, we're going to solve it. Here's the Secretary of Commerce, I believe, who was addressing this on Stephanopoulos. You got to hear this guy because Wilbur Ross is who he is. And he essentially schooled Stephanopoulos on exactly what the impact is going to be with all the skies falling. Because remember, everything Trump does, the outcome is Armageddon.
It sounds like a lot of the president's political allies believe this is going to hurt their voters in their states. You got the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, warning against unintended consequences. You're already seeing Electrolux in Tennessee put on hold a $250 million investment. The Wall Street Journal says this is the biggest policy blunder of the Trump presidency, that it's going to cost jobs, cost American consumers.
Yeah, that's really not true. Let me give you some actual numbers. Those sloganeerings don't really mean much until you put them into numbers. on an average car, it's $175 worth of steel increase is the maximum that would come from a 25% tariff increase. That's not much.
But that's assuming no more retaliation from the Europeans.
No, let me continue. Similarly, all the other products, the total amount of tariffs we're putting on is about $9 billion in a year. That's a fraction of 1% of the economy. So the notion that it would destroy a lot of jobs, raise prices, disrupt things is wrong. As to the idea of retaliation, sure, there may well be some sort of retaliation, but the amounts that they're talking about are also pretty trivial. It's some $3 billion odd dollars of goods that the Europeans have threatened to put something on. Well, in our size economy, that's a tiny, tiny fraction of 1%. So while it might affect an individual producer for a little while, overall it's not going to be much more than a rounding error.
I love how Wilbur Ross says, hold on, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me go on and finish, little boy. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's always the sky's falling with Trump. And you know what? I say to you, enjoy this. Enjoy it. Because let me explain how the tariffs work. It's so incrementally small, whatever is going to happen with this. It won't be felt for so long that even if it were bad, it's not going to have any impact on the population. Now, notice Stephanopoulos says, well, you know, people are scared. You know, Paul Ryan warned against unintended consequences. Well, let's look at unintended consequences. For example, the unintended consequences of, say, let me think, the tax break, the tax cut. The unintended consequences, which, by the way, happened to be intended, were that they put more money back into the hands of people. That was the unintended consequence. The unintended consequence was people got bonuses, people got more of the tax money back, and it put a boom into the economy. That was the unintended consequences. And so we saw the Treasury actually put more money in for the period ending in December. For that quarter, we had more money coming to the Treasury than at any time in history. That was an unintended consequence. So if you think the unintended consequence of a trade war is going to be that the United States lowers its trade deficit to something much more reasonable, and we start getting our partners to behave, and we take in their products, but they're going to be taking a lot of ours, and therefore it means that manufacturing of products that go outside of the country is going to increase dramatically, then yes, there will be unintended consequences. Short break. We'll be back in a bit. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The left wants to blame Donald Trump for everything bad, things that the man has nothing to do with. Nothing to do with. So right now we're talking about his tariffs. We talked about that before. And it's, again, we're going to use the word Armageddon. Armageddon is going to happen. Guy who's got the most successful first-year presidency probably in history, but certainly in modern history, and is proving every single day that he knows more on how to fix this economy, how to fix our foreign policy, etc. I'm not saying the dude's perfect, but he's done some really amazing things, and they still complain. And believe it or not, and we're going to get to Russia and some other things here in a bit, but believe it or not, they're actually blaming Donald Trump for the school shooting in Florida. If you think I'm kidding, listen to Garamendi talking about this on Laura Ingraham's show.
Well, Sean, you've raised a very valid point. And one of the things that we need to do is to use tools that are readily available and have been available for us for some time to be used in schools to deal with those precise issues that you raised. That is the acting out. the loneliness that some people have, and the isolation and bullying that does take place. Coming out of Columbine as well as Sandy Hook are two very successful programs that are available in schools. It is interesting to note that in the president's budget, he removed some $50 million that was precisely for the purpose of safe schools. That is to make these programs available to deal with those cultural problems.
That's all right, amigos. It is Trump's fault. School shootings going on in record numbers under Barack Obama. And you got some Democrat congressman who says, oh, no, it's Trump's fault. That's the level of derangement syndrome that we have right now for Donald Trump. And, you know, you're going to hear me say this a lot. Be happy that these people are off the deep end and you have somebody getting something done. See, what Donald Trump will do eventually, he will figure out a way to make schools safe. And when these guys talk about, he cut the budget by $50 million for safe schools. What do you mean? First of all, why are we having a budget of $50 million for safe schools when all we got to do is arm teachers? And oh, by the way, in 2013, Barack Obama proposed the same thing. It's funny how the left have selective memory when it comes to solutions for things. Selective memory. So this was on the heels of the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, 2013. And Obama put millions of dollars into arming school officers throughout the nation, which, by the way, coincided with what the NRA recommended and many others at the time. And see, what happens with the left is things happen where, you know, in the past, and they because of the politics of it don't suit their needs, they don't say anything about it. Where was Schumer and all these other anti-gun people when Barack Obama said, here was his exact quote. He says, we won't be able to stop every violent act, but if there is even one thing we can do to prevent these events, we have a deep obligation, all of us, to try. That's what he said. So the Justice Department allocated $45 million to create 1,000 school resource officers. These are the people that these are the very types of people that didn't prevent what happened in Parkland, Florida. Okay, but and they said these are specially trained people to work in school, and they expand the mental health personnel. 1,000 of them. Now there are 98,000 public schools in America, give or take. So they certainly needed more than that, and you can do the math. Multiply 45 million times 90, rise one multiplied by 100, and you get the number. It's a big number. And so what Trump is saying by removing this $50 million is he's saying, first of all, you don't need those people in schools. You may need mental health experts, but it isn't for the students. It's for the liberals that have built the school system. So what he's saying is, we'll offer a bonus to teachers who are willing to take the safety, you know, exam, understand what it means to get a firearm, and we'll put them in the schools and want them. And you know what you'll find out? You're going to find out the obvious, Captain Obvious out there, because that's what we are. You're going to find out that schools that have trained teachers who have firearms are not, those schools will not get shot up. And the schools that don't, in the inner cities where we're afraid of the guns, they possibly will. Now, you're probably not going to find out, you're not going to find these inner city schools getting shot up anyway, because that's not who gets shot up. It's some aggrieved suburbanite school. We just talked about Parkland, Florida. We're not talking about the inner city, you know, Chicago gangland schools. Those schools don't get shot up. People are too afraid to go over there. I don't know why. Don't ask me. You know, it's not for me to figure out. Somebody go do a study and find out why. But it's generally one of these little suburban schools, Columbine or whatever, where the disgruntled, you know, Wiccan kids or whatever, not to impugn them, but, you know, whoever, are the ones who do it. So Donald Trump's looking at this from a pragmatic point of view and saying, look, and I'll be honest, look at the studies, look at the clusters and determine where you need to put these people. I don't think every school needs to be armed. I really don't. I think there are many schools that are doing quite well and you know, have a very unlikely need for that. Or where a regular law enforcement, I'll get it out, where regular law enforcement will be able to you know, take care of things. But in the ones that you think are at risk, armed teachers. And quite frankly, if I were a teacher, I'd say I want to be armed in any school that I'm at. That would be my take. But the idea that they blame Trump because he took this money away, and at the very same time, Barack Obama put the money in, and it never – look at the school shootings from 2013, from when he implemented this or wanted to, till the present day. And you still got people shooting up schools. So he didn't solve the problem. Trump's going, look, this is a problem. Kids should be safe in schools in order to learn. Not only should they be safe for a learning environment, they should be safe from bullying and all the other things that this guy talked about. It's funny when you hear – and this is what I'm talking about, Garamendi, the quote from him that we played earlier. He's talking about bullying and, you know, all these things that occur at school. And who owns this? Who owns what occurs at these schools? The bullying, the teasing, and whatever else that occurs. Is it a bunch of conservatives that are in that school talking about kumbaya? Let me tell you what happened to bullies when I was in school. They got their butts kicked eventually. And people went, I'm glad you got your butt kicked, bully. And then that was the end of that, because nobody wanted to replace him. Bullies teach lessons. And I'm not talking about, you know, the beating up of kids. I'm talking about they make kids harder, tougher, stronger. And they also rally people around them and say, why are you bullying him? And people go after the bully. And you get this mass, you know, attack on the bully to where that person is made to feel guilty. These schools that tell you, oh, we're going to eradicate all this stuff, they've eradicated nothing. What they do is they create people like this kid, Nicholas Cruz, and then you know what they do? They run from them. They pretend they had nothing to do with the creation of these clowns. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And there's sometimes a sense, watching and reading all this coverage, that the wheels are falling off of the Trump administration.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Brian Stelter of MSNBC. Delusional. Glad you guys are listening. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The wheels are coming off the Trump administration. I swear, when you hear things like this, I get excited. I love the hyperbole of the left. Because what it does is it energizes us. Because you hear it and you're like, what? What could you possibly be thinking? And they think they're energizing their base. They're telling people, Trump's, this is horrible. Look at what's going on. And people are going, I don't get it. I don't quite understand it. But they do, you know, because they still have this leftist brain. Some of them still go, well, I guess they are coming. The wheels are coming off. But here's what's happening. It's resetting. The more these people tell you that Trump is delusional, none of his policies are working, and then they work. Suddenly they work. And you're going, huh, how do I rationalize this? And what happens is, because Trump is such a good job, let me put it this way before I make the next statement. I know you can't take the president out of the news cycle, but take Trump out of the news cycle. And what are these people reporting on? We're going to be talking about the Russian narrative yet again. And here's why. I just want to explain to you folks how little people care. It's like the Oscars. I don't know what the numbers are going to be for the Oscars. Here's what I can tell you. When I went on Twitter the other night, they tried to force me to watch the Oscars live. This was on Sunday night. And I clicked off the little thing because I knew what they were doing. They wanted to beef up the numbers.
Oh, yeah, we had this many people watching on Twitter.
If you were on Twitter, which is a social media platform for a lot, I'm telling this to a lot of the older people listening to the program, it automatically pulled up that live feed. So it was trying to force me to watch the Oscars, and I clicked the button and went, nope, you're not fooling me. I'm not watching you. Now, they're going to fake you into believing it.
Oh, we had millions of people watching all over the world.
No, they didn't. Twitter forced you to watch it even for 5 seconds so they could count you into that number. And they can count me, but I didn't watch it. And let me tell you, neither did most of you. You woke up on Monday morning going, what? Who won Best Picture? Something about water? What? You probably don't know. And unless you're going to go on Jeopardy, you don't care. That's how little we care about them. But let me tell you what is being cared about. People getting money back in their paychecks. People going back to work. And all this pontification by the left of Donald Trump, blah, blah, here's that. Believe me, people are getting sick of it. And I'm going to talk about this in just a bit, but I want to finish playing the rest of this clip.
And I think that causes some people to tune in because they want to know exactly how bad things are. But then it might cause other people just to tune out, not want to hear it, not want to try to make sense of it all. Is that something you've seen in the past, Jeff, or is this unique?
I think there's always a tendency on the part of a president's loyalists to look at negative coverage and say they're picking on him. But the difference is, first of all, you have a big counter press. If you think back to Watergate and wonder what would it have been like had there been a Fox News, a Breitbart, a Hannity pounding away at the press for being biased and liberal and leftist, you wonder whether or not it would have developed quite the same way.
No, nothing to wonder about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Nothing to wonder about. If Donald Trump had done something wrong, the press that currently supports him would not support him. It's really that simple. The people would not support him. You know, it's funny. They want to make a deal.
Oh, if this type of press had been around during Watergate, Nixon probably would have gotten away with it.
Gotten away with what? What is Donald Trump getting away with? The Russia investigation is done. Mueller right now, they're saying he's asking for Trump's emails between the staffers. That's going to be his next move. Now, Trump will probably give it to him, but what's going to happen eventually is Donald Trump's going to say, look, enough is enough. You've got everything you need and you should be shutting down. If the Democrats were smart, they'd shut this thing down. I'm telling you right now, as a strategist, if the Democrats were smart, they would say, we got a few indictments. You know, we're done. It's over. And that would be the end of it. And then they'd let the chips fall where they may, or they would at least try to back away from it and just say, okay, look, we're done. We didn't find anything on Trump. But they're not smart. They're stupid, and they're going to push this thing. They've already pushed it to the point where we know where the guilt is. Nunez talked about it. In fact, let's play that clip.
So you don't agree with the president was not happy that he appointed a Mr. Horowitz. You have confidence in Michael Horowitz as the inspector general.
Well, look, I welcome anybody to come help investigate, because so far it's only the House Intelligence Committee Republicans who are actually doing anything to get to the bottom of who was colluding with Russia. And the more we pull this back, we have clear evidence of collusion, but it's not between the Trump campaign. It's between the Democratic Party and the Hillary campaign and the Russians.
All right, everybody. And, of course, we know that. We know that to be a fact. There's so much evidence against the Barack Obama, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and a host of other leftists, including the media's collusion, that it's ridiculous that they continue this ruse. But here's the sad part about all of this. The sad part, it was revealed by Tucker Carlson, in terms of the people and what they think about this investigation. This is sad. It's going to be up to us to let this investigation play out. And I think the Democrats are hoping that this is what happens. But here's what Tucker has to say about this.
So the Russia story is just huge. It's unbelievable. There's nothing more important. They hacked our democracy. Putin's in charge. Every American cares. We know that. Well, I don't know how we know it, because the new USA Today poll shows that literally less than 1% of voters say that so-called Russian meddling is their top election issue for 2018. CNN hasn't seen the poll, obviously, or they don't care. Because tonight they're running something called Trump in Russia, a CNN investigation, which describes their programming every day. That's pretty hilarious. We've been hearing about Russia nonstop, literally nonstop, for more than a year. Almost no information has come out to justify the obsession. None has come out to justify the claim that there was collusion. And most Americans are no longer interested, if they ever were.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's sad. That's sad. 1% of Americans are interested in the Russian collusion story. And you want to know why? Because the Democrats and the media have figured out how to milk this thing to where there's nothing. There's no tie to Donald Trump. And what that 1% is telling you, I want you to think about how much media has gone into this, how much heat they've put on this story. And with everything, I'm talking day in, day out barraged by lamestream media, MSNBC, CNN, etc. The day in, day out. They got 1% of the people who go, this is going to be an important issue coming up in the next election. Nobody cares. Think about that. Now, what would happen if we forced them to continue to look at this thing and look at it for what it really is, where you connect the Podesta dots and you connect the FISA court dots with Barack Obama and so on and so forth? What would happen then? Let me tell you.
First of all, they'd start shutting it. They, as I said earlier, they would back off of this thing so fast and say, no, it's over. I mean, they indicted Manafort and they got, you know, that guy, Gates guy. And then, okay, that's the end of it. This has gone so bad. I mean, where we can't even trust the Justice Department, the FBI. This is where we are. I told you guys, if you look at government, and you're supposed to have faith in these systems. You're supposed to have faith in the federal government, in the judiciary, and faith in these different systems like the education system, and faith in all of these different things that government is supposed to do to represent you. And you, O ye of little faith. And rightfully so, because you now understand that the government is not in your corner. The government does try to pick winners and losers. The government does. We do have a caste system in America where there are certain people who are above the law. Now, what I'm saying is this. In order to get Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and these guys, you can't let this be at 1%. You can't. All the media, the trickery that you think is supposed to keep Russia in the news, is really an attempt to drown it out in noise. That's what they want to do. They want to get it to where you hear it over and over and over. And eventually, when we pick it up, when it's time to turn the tide, people are going to go, oh, man, they still talking about that Russia thing? Yeah, but this time we know how Russia got the uranium and the deal that was cut with the Podesta boys. We know that all of this stuff was ginned up by the Barack Obama administration, and what they wanted to just become so dragged out that we go, oh, people just have fatigue, and you're there. You're there. 1%. So if you understand the game of politics, I mean, look, my part of it is the drip for the Republicans has been good, because it'll lead into the 2018 elections and it'll be nothing. And I still believe that. I believe the Democrats, somewhere along the line, they've said, you know what, we're going to have to concede that this isn't going to work. Our ruse has failed. But the bigger picture, if they were to turn the tide on us, this is worth, you know, the strategy is worth it, because if they ever get an indictment against anybody on the Democrat side, game over. And that's what they're most afraid of. We'll be back on more of this.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. you can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They are saying only 1% of the people care about the Russia story. Whoa! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's what Tucker Carlson said. They did a study. I don't know who did the survey or whatever. 1%. That's not good news for us. I know that's what people want to believe, is that, oh, it's disinterest. Russia goes back to the Democrats. Don't feel good about that. We need to keep this story alive. We need to get this next special counsel that will start looking into this, and we need to revive what's going on here. Glad you guys are listening. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And what's interesting is that as you look at this thing shake out, and I'm watching it closely, I'm looking at the people involved across the board, and what's, you know, like the FISA courts and things like this, and I'm watching the media. There's all the stuff they want us to see, and then there are the things that you have to glean from it all. And here's what The View, they had Adam Schiff on. And Meghan McCain presses Adam Schiff on, you know, what is coming from of all of this? You've done nothing here. I mean, you've had a long time to look at this and nothing's occurred. And I want you to hear what Adam Schiff has to say. It's the same thing he's been saying now for months. And you make a determination of where you think this is going.
And many Americans to differentiate between what is overhype and what isn't. You've said on more than one occasion that you've seen ample evidence of the Trump campaign's Russia collusion. Last March, you said you had more than circumstantial evidence of treasonous collusion with Russia. What specifically were you referring to? And please be specific, because if it's true, I do believe Americans have the right to know a year later what that is.
Well, I certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion. I've never used the word treason. Only Steve Bannon has used that word. If you look at the facts that are already in the public domain, they're pretty damning, starting with what we know about George Papadopoulos, one of the few foreign policy advisors to the campaign. We now know that Papadopoulos was approached by the Russians and told back in April of the election year, even before the Clinton campaign knew, that the Russians had stolen Clinton and DNC emails. And we also know that they previewed their dissemination, the anonymous dissemination of those emails with Papadopoulos back in April. Now, it was only weeks later that the Russians made a second approach to the Trump campaign, this time at the highest levels, at Trump Tower, in a meeting that they previewed by saying that they wanted to offer incriminating information about Hillary.
Is it enough for Mueller to bring charges? Because if it isn't enough for Mueller to bring charges, what does that mean?
Well, what it means...
Charges of collusion.
This is a very important question, and that is, what's Mueller's job and what's our job? Mm-hmm. Bob Mueller will make the decision whether there is proof beyond reasonable doubt to indict and convict people. It is not his responsibility to tell the country what happened. And indeed, there's no guarantee that the country will ever learn what Bob Mueller finds apart from an indictment. It's the job of the Congress to tell the American people what happened. Whether it reaches the standard beyond reasonable doubt, or we merely find clear and convincing evidence of collusion. So it's important, I think, that we set out the facts for the public, set out the facts about what the Russians told Papadopoulos, about what the Russians did in setting up that meeting in Trump Tower. Now, bear in mind that meeting in Trump Tower, which takes place after the campaign is alerted that the Russians have these emails. Don Jr. is told, hey, at the highest levels, ultra-sensitive, we have information incriminated about Hillary Clinton as part of the Russian government effort to help Donald Trump. That looks a lot like collusion to me.
And you're a former federal prosecutor.
Yes.
I just think if Mueller doesn't end up charging him, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
You know what I'm doing. I'm rapping you, and I'm so sorry. Because you should have been here to hold out.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. But...
So essentially what Schiff is saying, and by the way, Whoopi Goldberg had to bail him out of this because he said nothing new, and McCain was drilling down. I mean, I'm not a fan of Megan's in the sense of her political astuteness, but she was drilling down like, you've got nothing here. And trust me when I tell you, she's no conservative. And she's going, look, this needs to be done. But I want to play another clip from Tucker where he's got a Democrat on the show, and he's saying, tell me where this is going with the, you know, you've got no interest in Russia. What should your party be doing? And it's interesting what this guy came back with.
And so it's really Democrats who've been driving this, and we've had a bunch of them on this show, nice people.
Yes.
But if they don't know anything, why are they so obsessed, and why aren't they talking about things that Americans actually care about?
I wish I knew. I take a lot of issue with my own party. There's a lot that we can improve on. We need a coherent message to deliver to Americans other than just resist. We need to be giving them ideas where we can maybe improve their lives other than just giving them, you know, promises of resist.
Wait, wait, wait. What about improving the lives of illegal aliens here and giving them citizenship and voting rights? I thought that they shut down the government over that. Remember that? That was the top priority of the Democratic Party.
We've got to do more than resist. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He's right. They've got to do more than resist. But as I said earlier, I've really looked at this from a strategic point of view and asked myself, why are they continuing to cover a story that they know points back to the Democrats? And that's prototypical leftism. They have to continue the ruse of looking into the story as it pertains to Donald Trump in order to keep you from looking at it from what it really is involving, which, of course, is all the crookedness of the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton. And when they do that, it slowly drags out. I thought the drip was good for Republicans, and to some degree it is. It'll be good for them into going into the 2018 election cycle. But what it's really meant to do is to keep the Democrat Party from imploding. So it's either we take a little bit of a hit during the 2018 elections, or it's devastation. The true Armageddon that's brewing out there has to do with the Democrats. That's a fact. Now, I want to also play another clip. It's Representative Matt Gaetz on the FISA court. And this is a court that's been stacked with Obama judges. And what's interesting about that, and it's very, not many people discuss this, Justice Roberts is the one who has to approve them, who says, yeah, these are the people that can go on it. He's the one who let Obama stack the FISA courts. But anyway, here's Matt Gaetz talking about it.
To revise the process so that what happened to President Trump never happens to a future American president. So I went looking for solutions, and I found that in 2013, the gentleman from California, the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, wanted to give the President of the United States the power to appoint FISA judges. He argued that then judges would be more ideologically diverse. They'd come from different areas in the United States, and they would be subject to Senate confirmation. Today, I filed that legislation, and I would encourage the gentleman from California to join me as a co-sponsor so that we could advance bipartisan legislation to improve the FISA process, because, Mr. Speaker, if it was good enough to give President Obama these powers, it's good enough to give President Trump these powers.
Welcome back, everybody. So that was Matt Gaetz. What he was saying there, and I'm sure you guys are aware of this, but Adam Schiff, who's been the biggest guy to want to get Trump on Russia and essentially promoting a lie, he should be impeached. He should be recalled as a congressman for what he's done. And I've said to many people, if you didn't like Pelosi, or if you don't like her, if you didn't like Harry Reid or Chuck Schumer, what you're seeing with Schiff is he's worse than all three combined. That's what you have that's worse. You know, I mean, he's worse. And so Gaetz is saying you wanted the FISA court judges to be appointed by the president, because I think that kind of goes back to what I said earlier, which is he only recommends him, but it's Roberts. And I'm going to do more digging into this, because I'm really concerned about Justice Roberts having allowed, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know it's stacked with Obama judges. And you have to ask yourself, how does this happen? How do we have supposedly, I remember when Roberts was appointed as a Supreme Court judge by Bush, I was ecstatic. I think most of us were like, wow, he's a staunch conservative. And then, of course, we got Obamacare. And I was going, what did this guy just do? We were 4-4. His vote would have done it. And so then it made me wonder, what do they have on this guy? And then you start to, I mean, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here, but as you start unraveling everything that's happened with NSA and people talking about Barack Obama's big database that he keeps on people, and you certainly understand how D.C. works, where they get a little dirt on you and then they make you do things that you never thought you'd do. And I'm going, what's up with Roberts? There's something there. And I'm vetting it out here. I'm kind of putting it inside my head, because I don't know. But I don't know how you could possibly have stacked that court with those judges when supposedly the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, is the one who puts them on there. I don't know how we got here.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.